And this is the Drysdale vignette. Roses generally. 3, 2, 1. The queen of the flowers is the rose, and no garden should be without at least a few. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Information on roses after this. 3, 2, 1. Currently, there is a resurgence in the more fragrant rose varieties, and hybridization work going on in England and New Zealand is producing new cultivars with unusual coloration and with improved fragrance. I have twice visited with Sam Agreedy IV in Auckland, New Zealand. Touring his hybridization greenhouse, it was amazing to see the hundreds of seedlings in unique colors and forms with which he's working. For the home gardener who has never grown roses, just remember that they prefer a rich, loamy, or heavy clay soil and must have at least 6 hours of sunlight each day. Choose the varieties you prefer by consulting a book that describes or has color photos of many, many varieties. Check also the color pictures on the tags of the actual bushes. Don't just plant one bush. Plant at least a half dozen, spaced about 60 centimeters or 2 feet apart. Choose both newly introduced cultivars as well as some of the better older varieties such as Peace, Double Delight, King's Ransom, and Tropicana. Choose also from all three classifications of bush roses, hybrid teas, which produce the largest blooms, floribundas, which produce clusters of slightly smaller flowers, and graniflores, which combine the attributes of both hybrid teas and floribundas. And if you've got a trellis in a sunny location, be sure to try at least one climber, such as Galway Bay or New Dawn. There are also miniature roses gaining greatly in popularity. One I particularly like is June Laver. I'm Art Drysdale.